Danny, let's check out that Soul Train line now. The Soul Train gang to the music of Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Mighty, Mighty.
Soul Train. That was Earth, Wind, and Fire, a clip from Soul Train, Mighty Mighty. And that is a tribute to one of the people we'll be talking about today, the Mighty Mighty, Rosie Perez.
Mm-hmm.
This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
You're listening to KPPP LPFM, broadcasting online through 365 Live. Soon you can find us on your radio dial at 88.1 FM, adding local color to your airwaves. And today's show is about talk shows, television, and news. We started off with Mighty Mighty from Earth, Wind, and Fire. And we are going to be talking about a tiff, a fight on The View.
The View.
And this show has had a musical chairs of women over the years. Different women of color, and they try to represent a mixture of women on this show. Are you familiar with the show?
Yeah, it's on pretty early, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tend to miss it because I don't get up that early, but I am very familiar with it. I remember Barbara Walters was on it and Rosie O'Donnell.
Right.
And I guess I haven't watched it for a while.
And Whoopi Goldberg. There's been some controversial things that have happened on the show. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who went to work for The Fox, News.
Mm-hmm.
And recently there has been a lot of talk about what happened on that show. We will be talking about that later. Spoiler alert, there is a fight.
Oh, boy.
Fight between Rosie Perez, Kelly Osbourne, and The View. And The View.
Hmm.
And then we're going to talk about local news and what's happening. There has been some outrage as to the reporting in local news stories, specifically on local station Valley News Live, about immigrants. I'm going to talk about the, I almost loathe to say this, but the Say Anything blog entry from Rob Port.
Oh boy.
Who was talking about the number of immigrants, the skyrocketing number of immigrants. Run for the hill, folks.
Yeah. They're coming for you.
The immigrants.
The immigrants. I should have put that on.
Run.
Run for the hills.
Yes.
Run for your life.
It's kind of like that. But, you know, if they're aiming to stir the pot, they certainly have. We'll be talking more about that later in the show. But first, we want folks to know that KPPP LPFM, we just started broadcasting a couple of weeks ago. Isn't that right?
That's right. So we're on our second week.
Mm-hmm. And we are online at kpppfm.com. You can find all of our other podcasts from the past where we have talked in depth for a lot of the local issues that aren't in the media. The kind of programming you're going to hear on KPPP LPFM that focuses on disenfranchised communities that don't normally get a voice on the radio.
Yeah.
People of color, women, kids, the LGBTQA community, etc. We want to hear from you guys.
Yeah, you should give us a call. Leave us a message at 701-566-0917. Or you can tweet us at media_PPP. And email us at cindy@kpppfm.com or duke@kpppfm.com.
So let me tell you how this fight was initiated. I heard about this, I think it happened like a week ago or something, but Rosie Perez was a person that was hosting the show. She was one of the hosts on The View. And Kelly Osbourne was on the show talking about Trump. She said something that was very clearly shocking to everyone that was hosting the show. There was like a audible silence in the, you know, all the room got sucked, all the air got sucked out of the room. There was like, everyone just went, what did you just say? So this is what Kelly Osbourne said. We have a clip of this, don't we?
Yes, we do.
This is the thing that Kelly Osbourne said that upset everyone. And by the way, I think she totally meant to, it was like accidental racist thing. She totally did not mean to say something so offensive, but it is.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There are a lot of Latinos here in this country that do agree that the immigration problem is a problem and it does need to be addressed and it does need to be fixed.
Interesting.
But making those comments, those racist comments, do not help.
And if you kick every Latino out of this country, then who is going to be cleaning your toilet, Donald Trump?
Oh, that's not.
In the sense that, no. You know what I mean? Like when I'm saying
there's
that.
There's more jobs to be.
They always
Latinos are not only the only people.
No, I didn't mean it like that. Come on. No, I would never mean it like that. Okay. I'm not part of this argument with.
I think what you're saying is that Trump himself probably relies on a lot of these people that he's insulting.
Okay, let's unpack that.
That was bad.
Oh my goodness. Did you see how quickly she backpedaled?
Swan dive.
Yeah, she caught herself right away. It's like, wait a minute. I didn't mean that. I'm not part of this conversation. Whoops.
Then she ran. She was running from that conversation immediately after that.
All fun and games till someone loses an eye.
Right. So this is what happened off of the air. So it turns out that after this happened on the show, Rosie Perez. Yeah, you talked about who.
Yeah, I brought Rosie O'Donnell.
I love Rosie O'Donnell. She was on The View. She was great.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got into a big fight with her, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and they kicked her off. She was too controversial for that show. I guess you have to be a pleasant, controversial woman if you want to have a view.
Yeah, like Barbara Walters, you know?
Yes. But Rosie Perez tweeted and apologized on the last segment of this show to Kelly Osbourne. And if it sounded forced and fake, that's because it was. She was forced to do it. And a lot of people have been talking about this on social media and Twitter especially. Nobody felt comfortable with the way that the apology happened. And many Black and Latino people were outraged that Rosie apologized at all. They were outraged at her not realizing she was forced to do this. And they were saying that what is most egregious about what happened is that the Latina woman has to apologize to the white lady for her racist comments. It's a little bit Twilight Zone-y.
Oh, yeah, and it's a British woman also.
Mm-hmm. So this is what was in an article about this story in the Daily Mail. This is what was said in the story about what happened with Kelly Osbourne. When the camera cut away, the daughter of rock legend Ozzy Osbourne and the talk show host Sharon Osbourne burst into tears. Everyone is going to think I'm racist. I can't believe this, she cried, as producers of the show and her personal handler ran to her side.
Ah, poor thing.
White lady tears.
Oh, yeah.
They are powerful.
They're magical.
They really are.
They're like rainbows or unicorns.
It's like white lady tears can shut it down. At the time, ABC execs cornered Rosie during the break and demanded that she apologize to Kelly in the last segment of the live broadcast, source told Daily Mail Online. The show resumed and the topic wasn't addressed again until the end of the show. During the last segment, Rosie started with, I want to apologize to this young woman once again for being very sensitive. Kelly asked, why? You had every right. Rosie continued, Kelly Osbourne is on our side, and I was sensitive, and my disdain should go to only Donald Trump. Sorry, darling.
Oh, she was sensitive?
Right. She had to say, basically, they made her say, I'm the angry Afro-Latino woman that overreacted.
Just invalidate her emotions.
I'm sorry for my overreaction to your racist comment. You are racist. I can't tell you because you're right to not feel like a racist trumps my right to call you on your racism.
You're a good white person. It's okay. It's okay.
It was so misguided too. You know, for her to say that with a Latina right there in the room, saying it on national television, you know, she should have, her foot was in her mouth right away. You could tell.
Well, that thing, those types of things happen all the time. White folks in this country live segregated lives and they don't have any idea of what our experience is like. If everything that people see is Mexicans or Latinos portrayed as servants or as criminals, what do people expect when that's what the media portrays about people?
Mm-hmm.
How can people expect that people like Kelly Osbourne are going to have a different view of Latinos when that's all they get to see?
That's true. That's very true.
She obviously doesn't know a whole lot of Latino people. Otherwise, she would have already known that was a really ignorant comment.
Mm-hmm.
And that she shouldn't have made it in the first place.
Yeah.
But white people make ignorant, racist, sexist, ableist,
homophobic
comments all the time. And they don't, and they should not get a pass. We should not coddle white people in their racism anymore. Especially, I don't think you can walk around calling yourself The View if you're not going to allow women of color to have one. If the white lady tears are going to trump a woman of color having her view, which was what you just said is racist. It just is racist. The fact that Kelly Osbourne had the racist thoughts makes her views racist. Does it make her a demon like Godzilla? No. It makes her ignorant. If you don't want to be viewed as ignorant, fix it. Change yourself.
Yeah.
Educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can apologize. You can recognize and grow from an experience where you're told that that was racist and what she should have done, because she is, you know, as a woman of color, Rosie Perez is not only her senior, she understands discrimination and racism targeted at her in a way that a white girl is never going to understand. And so she should have immediately apologized to Rosie and to Latino audience members. Just because you can force a woman of color to do your bidding and apologize to a white girl who said something racist about people of color in this country, about Latinos in this country, doesn't mean that my eyes are shut and my ears are closed and I'm not insulted. You know, the only thing that this caused a lot of problems for Rosie was that people were mad at her. They thought she did this willingly, she would apologize to Kelly Osbourne for something she should have obviously not had to apologize for.
Wow.
Here's the tweet. I want you to hear this tweet. My apologies at Kelly Osbourne. I took your point wrong. #Trump, #Latinos. My bad. Your heart is so pure and righteous. I adore you at The View.
Wow, that was sucking up and brown nosing all the way.
Oh, it almost
I can understand why people are angry. That was like, ew.
Yeah, I can see right away that looks like a forced apology. A very let's make it politically correct and get back on track.
She was almost snarky, wasn't she? She's like, "You wear a halo on your head, yes, Saint Kelly. You pure righteous white
you
person.
You fart rainbows and cry butterflies. We love you."
How dare I ever have thought anything wrong? I was so wrong. Please forgive me.
All hail.
Mea culpa. But in the end of the show, Rosie had to apologize to Kelly Osbourne. And she said to her, "Kelly Osbourne is on our side, and I was sensitive, and my disdain should go to only Donald Trump. Sorry, darling." And Kelly hugged her and said, "No need to apologize to me. I love you, Rosie." All of this was for show.
Yeah. It doesn't make it okay. You know, she should have went back and explained herself why she even thought that and said, "Oh, I meant to say is that, you know, Latino workers are all over this country and in many, many different positions. And, you know, just take that angle, you know, that she was trying to be funny." And a lot of times white people try to be funny and they speak before they think and they use racism in their humor. And that's what I saw.
Making a joke out of a serious subject.
So we have another article about The View in which we have a link on kpppfm.com. You can go and look at it, which Rosie has to apologize to Kelly Osbourne for her racist comment about Latinos, that if Donald Trump fired or got rid of all of the Latinos in this country, who would scrub his toilets? Apart from that being obviously racist and upsetting, the person that had to pay for Kelly Osbourne ignorant racism wasn't Kelly Osbourne. It was Rosie Perez because she pointed it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the country that we live in today. We live in a country where you can't point out misogyny, ableism, racism, because that makes you the focal point of people's anger. That makes you the aggressor. That makes you the racist.
You're the bully.
You're the one attacking people.
You're overreacting.
Right. And I should tell you that right after this happened, Rosie stormed. This is a 50-year-old woman, okay? And she's talking to this kid who makes, obviously, an ignorant comment. But when you take someone in privilege and don't check them at the door when they say something stupid like that, what are you teaching them? That they can get away with something like that, and that a 50-year-old woman who's been in the entertainment business for a lot longer than she's been around has to be humiliated, has to do a mea culpa online on live television to someone she thinks is a racist. That's censorship.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's punishment.
It's evil.
And the ABC executives that went in and demanded that she do this forced a very ugly scene between the ABC executives and Rosie Perez. I hear that there was screaming, yelling. They were telling her that she had to do exactly what they told her. It was like she was their slave.
Yeah.
You will be subjugated to the white lady because white ladies must be protected. Their tears are sacred.
She's definitely owned.
And Rosie was also crying uncontrollably, and she was outraged by what was done to her.
I bet they didn't react to her tears.
No, you're right. No one reacted. But after the Twitter post that she did, Rosie declared that she was done with the bleepin' show and told the executives to kiss her tuchus before storming out of the building and vowing never to return to this bleep hole of a place.
Wow. So she had to give up her job for standing up.
Very eloquently as well.
And calling out racism.
Mm-hmm. And wow. She canceled a bunch of the rest of her show. But we have to talk about white fragility in this conversation. Because this is what it comes down to. A white person should not have the right to be racist. Their right to not have to be confronted about their racism should not trump the right of human beings to call out racism when they're being hurt by it. When someone is perpetuating a stereotype like Kelly Osborne was perpetuating. Now, had someone said something about the fact that women shouldn't even be talking on television, that they should be subjugated to their husbands, that they should be subject to the censorship of whatever their men deemed appropriate for them to say, none of the women, including Kelly Osborne, would have accepted that.
No, the person would have been thrown right out by their ear.
They would have screamed at each other. You could have heard them have that conversation. They've had heated conversations on The View. Why is it that when it comes to discussions of race and there's an argument between a person of color and white people have to be given deference? I don't get that. Why is that?
It's a part, the evil part of racism. It's also a part of white privilege. We've been hearing about white privilege for a long, long, long time. And it's very evident that as a white person, you will have unearned privileges that you can just coast through things like this and not talk about racism.
And there's a lot of this confusion about what racism is. A lot of people in our community, I see them talking about this on social media all the time. These folks think racism is just talking about race. That's racism. So anyone who talks about race and talks about how something is racist, they are themselves racist. It's like the, I know what you are, but what am I thing? It's like very sophomoric understanding of what racism is. And I don't know how you can explain to white people in this country who have been misled, who have never been taught anything about critical race theory racism or dismantling racism.
And we don't want to take any time to even discuss it, to even understand racism. So what you hear is you hear people reacting to, I'm not a racist. And it's a really shallow description of what racism is. And it takes a lot more time. That's why it hasn't been done, because white people haven't wanted to take the time, and it's not integrated into our school systems. Talking about race is something that's been taboo for white people for a long time.
Mm.
In the end, they look bad. They don't want to look bad. They're the heroes. They're the good guys. They're the saviors who brought upon the world gold and much happiness and civilization.
But you're not going to have a conversation as a white person about race when you've been avoiding having them your entire lives and do great at it right from the get-go. That's the myth of white people. They think they should just be able to do everything well immediately and that they've already arrived. And then the next thing that they do, they're like, have I arrived yet? No, this takes work. You can't dismantle 400 years of subjugation of people of color in this country and erase it just because you had an epiphany about your white privilege or just because you started talking about racism. And most people are so ignorant on the topic that they actually think that talking about racism is racism.
That's right. I've heard that many times, is that you're the racist because you brought it up. Why are you bringing it up right now? Don't play the race card like it's part of a card game or something.
You're a reverse racist.
Right. And none of these things are real. It's a difficult, frustrating conversation, especially for people of color. But I think it's one that we have to have. And media has a strong role as people from the People's Press Project that focuses on media justice. We know what this means. But we also want to hear what you think. We want to have a discussion that's a two-way discussion at KPPPLPFM. We want to hear what your thoughts are. You can leave us a message at 701-566-0917. Or if you'd like, you can tweet us at @media_PPP or email us at Cindy@KPPPLFM.com or Duke@KPPPFM.com. If we use your comments, make sure you give us the name, your name, full name, and your city, and we can use your comments on air.
You can also comment on our podcasts themselves. We keep them at kpppfm.com. Click on the podcast link and listen to the podcast. And below those, you can comment. You can leave comments right on the page.
Well, that's convenient. And we are broadcasting live right now at 365 Live. Soon you can find us on your dial at FM 88.1, adding local color to your airwaves. We're going to take a musical break. You'll be hearing the musical stylings of the ever smooth Santana singing La Migra. was Santana, La Migra, and this is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
You're listening to KPPP LPFM. We're broadcasting live on 365 Live. Very soon you'll be able to find us on your radio dial at FM 88.1, adding local color to your airwaves.
And that'll be an excellent day when we are on the air in Fargo-Moorhead, and we'll still continue to broadcast on the internet. So if you're out of our area, and you'll be able to get a hold of us by going to kpppfm.com and clicking on the Live and Listen Now button.
We're trying to develop programming for the station. If you have ideas, if you want to tell us a comment, a show topic, you can get a hold of us by leaving a message at 701-566-0917. Or you can tweet us at media_PPP or send us an email at cindy@kpppfm.com or duke@kpppfm.com. And today's topic is talk shows, television, and news. We were just talking about the fight with Rosie Perez and Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah.
It was an ugly fight. And a lot of people are really upset about the way in which Rosie Perez was treated and forced to basically apologize to Kelly Osbourne. She quit the program. And it just goes to show you, Trump can bring discord everywhere in this country.
Yeah. In fact, the name Trump, we've used it several times in the show, not talking about the candidate Trump. It's an actual word. And it's difficult to use because it conjures up the imagery of Trump.
And that's nightmares.
It's not very good imagery.
No, it's not. It's a nightmare. Like Lizzie said, it's a nightmare.
And, you know, it's funny. It's sort of sad, but funny, you know, and ironic that they were having a conversation that was meant to, you know, bring the discussion around Trump to these women were pretty much in agreement, I think, that these comments by Trump about Latino immigrants are disgusting. That's what they were trying to say, although in her support, I guess, or in her critique of Donald Trump, Kelly made a very racist comment about Latinos in the process. You know, we have a saying, a Mexican saying that de tal palo tal astilla, meaning that, you know, like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharon Osbourne herself has been criticized for being an quote unquote accidental racist on a couple of occasions. Once when she said something about Kanye West, and another time when she was talking about how Bieber, who she doesn't like, by the way, is his main problem is that he doesn't know that he's not black. And it was like, what does that mean?
Well, that the whole concept of accidental racist to me is like, what? What does that mean? He accidentally let it slip out is what I think that means.
Well, a lot of people don't like to be called racist. This is a hot button topic. You can't say that something is racist because white people literally flip out. That's when they shut down, go away, hide in their cave.
Start crying.
And like we said, we haven't instituted discussions about race and racism in this country, in our education system, in our communities, in our media especially. So we have no tools. We have no tools to deal with discussing race.
Oh, we've been talking about race in coded language. We've been talking about race in the media in ways that criminalize, dismiss, and marginalize communities of color and minority groups to their detriment.
Mm-hmm.
And this has always been in this country's history a problem.
Yeah.
In the civil rights era, before that.
In the Constitution.
Yes. I mean, but, you know, in terms of the media and the way that people are talking about people of color in the news, you know, during the civil rights era, most white people thought there wasn't a problem with the Negroes.
Hmm.
They didn't have no problems. The only problem was that people were talking about it.
Yeah.
And that sounds just like the people of today. If we wouldn't talk about it, there wouldn't be no problem.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
Right. But then you got people like Trump, and white people have gotten so comfortable they are the ones that own most media. It's mostly white men that own media. Less than 5% of media is owned by women. That's abysmal.
Yeah.
And less than 3% is owned by people of color.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get a voice that is different than the white middle class conservative point of view?
You put people of color on the air.
Well, you know, sometimes that person of color may not be acceptable unless they're chiming in on the side of white supremacy.
That's very true.
For many news networks.
That's very true. Look at Rosie. I ended up losing her job because
look at that Republican candidate, Carson. Mm. I mean, this guy is, in many ways, he's like Bill Cosby. They're apologizing to people and telling people that people of color that they're their own worst enemies. Your color is your own fault. Your plight in life has everything to do with your own failure as a person. It's not a systemic issue.
So a token.
And racism is institutional. It's a systemic problem.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with an individual choice. That's what people get confused.
Yeah.
So there was a big fight between Rosie Perez and Kelly Osborne over the comments by Trump. And I thought it would be awesome to play a commercial. This is a spoof that was done on Conan O'Brien, but it was brilliant. You know, it kind of speaks to the brashness of Trump and how this guy kind of puts his foot in his mouth every time he opens it. He's an equal opportunity hater.
If you and your partner are trying for a baby, you need to know when you're ovulating. Now there's an even more accurate way to tell with the Donald Trump ovulation test kit. Simply drop the Donald Trump ovulation test into a sample of fresh urine and wait for the results.
You're not ovulating. Try again, sweetheart. You call that ovulating? You're a loser. Your eggs are losers. Your womb is a fat, lazy pig, and your tubes are barren.
Use the Trump ovulation test every day until you get the result you're looking for.
Congratulations, you're ovulating. You finally did something right. Now, get on your back and make a baby.
When it comes to knowing when I'm fertile, I trust the Trump
ovulation. No. You're not selling it right, sweetheart. You're fired. Go back to QVC or whatever part-time receptionist job. Hey, don't walk away from me. I'll make sure you never work again. I support women's health.
That was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, this was kind of poking fun at the fight between Kelly, Megyn Kelly. Is that her name? Kelly,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
At Fox News.
Yes.
She was the moderator for the first debates for the Republican candidates. Those took place last week. And there was a huge fight on Twitter between Trump and Fox News. He was shamed by Megyn Kelly. I think we played a clip.
Yeah, we did.
Of some of the questions that she asked. She was, a lot of people were criticizing the debates for being kind of, softball questions to the candidates. But a lot of people also said that Megyn Kelly was kind of hard hitting in the questions that she was asking of Trump, especially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
she really nailed him.
Oh, good.
On a couple of those questions. And you know what? I think that it's appropriate for people to question what they see in the media. Don't you?
Oh, definitely. We should be questioning it all the time because the media is very ineffective at really telling the story, telling the depths of the story, and any follow-up with the story. Many, many news stories are done and then you never hear it about again. Whatever happened to that?
Well, there is one news story locally, or a variety of news stories that have been focusing on immigrant and refugee communities and people of color in the news on Valley News Live specifically, that have really upset people. This whole thing started recently on social media, the conversation about how racist Violent News Live's reporting is, because there was a blog post by Rob Port where he talks about the skyrocketing influx of new immigrants. And then Chris Berg's point of view, he had a poll where they were asking whether or not Lutheran Social Services should opt out of bringing people here. They shouldn't have a refugee resettlement program.
That's horrible.
And 85% of people that were polled, that means that those are Valley News Live watchers, I guess, or point of view watchers, said that they did not want a refugee resettlement program.
Oh my gosh.
And those polls are, you know, they're fake because they're, you can't, they don't fit the scientific aspect of an actual poll. In fact, a lot of the polls and many of the news are all made up too. So it's a made up poll that just kind of reaches out to people that are like-minded, part of that allegiance to that station.
Well, they certainly don't represent the entire demographic of our region. That's for sure.
That's right.
And what happened in my news, in my timeline feed on Facebook and my social media feed was that I was seeing people who, and actually I went and saw some of these stories on Valley News Live's Facebook page as well as 630 Point of View's Facebook page. You can go there, look at some of these stories about refugees, immigrants, etc., and just go to the comments section and you'll see what I'm talking about. People have very strong feelings about immigrants in the community. They make associations about the immigrants that are here, that are coming here. And a lot of people in the community find these news stories to be abrasive, incendiary, xenophobic.
They keep on repeating the same stuff over and over. And I heard about this on the talk shows that were happening on the radio, and I couldn't believe, well, first of all, people are very ignorant to the whole resettlement program and also ignorant to what a refugee is. You know, we have refugees in our community that have come from war-torn countries who've lived in basically these camps for years and have been without home and possessions, mm-hmm. and they are having opportunities to go to a new country and have a new home and build their life again. And people here are so racist and so mean and so, like, I have to hang on to my own stuff. It's totally disgusting. And that's what people are hearing because this is playing on the talk radio. And when it goes on news stations and it takes that same point of view, it just hammers it into people that that's okay to be that way.
It's like a single point of view.
Yeah, it's disturbing that a lot of people in the community that what these news or purported to be news shows are saying to people is being taken at face value, and that that is going to have lasting negative effects on those immigrant and refugee communities and in general on people of color, because white people just see people of color. They don't necessarily can't tell necessarily whether you're a recent immigrant, a refugee, or what. If you're a person of color, especially if you have an accent, who knows, right? So these stories, especially one of the recent ones, really upset some of the followers I have. They were saying that there was a news clip or footage that was played along with the story talking about Rob Port's Say Anything blog post talking about how there was a skyrocketing number of immigrants coming into the community, but the footage they were showing on the TV was very misleading, and it actually showed people crossing the border. I'm going to read you a post. I'm not going to say the person's name because I don't know if he's comfortable with this, but I'm going to go ahead and read what he said. He said, I just called and left a message for Ike Walker, news director at Valley News Live, to discuss their choice of file footage during the discussion of refugee resettlement on Point of View last night. Showing footage of people crossing at the border while discussing a legal immigration program shows either incompetence or a desire to whip up the troops. I'll let you know how the conversation goes. And then here's a follow-up post of how the conversation went. And he said, okay, that did not go well. Mr. Walker told me that my opinion is in the minority, that legal immigration into the U.S. is considered to be a problem. He had not watched the point of view show in question and was going to check on the file footage, but assured me POV is not a news show.
What?
What is it, a propaganda show then?
It's an opinion show. It's an opinion show. But what he's saying is they have no obligation to tell the truth.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
that's disgusting. That's disgusting. This is a news director of a major TV news outlet. It's basically, and I don't believe what he says. I don't believe that it's a minority that you believe that legal immigration isn't a problem. All the discussion has been about what they call illegal immigration and not about people immigrating here from other
countries.
Well,
I think that he's telling us what he wants us to know. I think that if Ike Walker said that, and I have no reason to disbelieve the person that this came from, the source that this came from, they're showing their hand, you know, at this news station by saying, your opinion about how we're portraying legal immigration as a problem is your opinion in the minority, because it is a problem to the majority of people around here. Having foreigners, whether or not they came here legally, is irrelevant. We don't want none of them. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
I hear exactly what you're saying. And two, we have to think about the TV station. This is for-profit media. It is based on advertising dollars. They're not based on how many people listen and how many people they're going to reach. That's what they use to bolster their accounting to charge more for commercials. They're based on making money off their commercials, not about the content of what's on their television programs or their news programs or their opinion shows. So, you know, when a constituent calls up to the news station and says, I'm disappointed in this, and they're saying, well, you don't matter. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that's disgusting.
Here's some of the comments. Here's another comment that was made about the station's reporting. Did you see the revolting Facebook posts wherein they asked people, what question would you like to ask Lutheran Social Services about refugee resettlement? Talk about egging on the racists. And I wish they would report facts about the huge contributions refugees bring to our community. But no, that would require reporting, which is too hard for them.
Ooh.
Burn. Burn. Yeah, I think that there is a concern that just saying that there is a huge influx of refugees and that somehow this is equated with a problem for the community.
Well, you can listen to their wording, like huge influx.
An invasion.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Mm-hmm. People that are different than the white people that have been growing up in North Dakota and living in Fargo.
But see, here's the thing. People have always been saying, and especially we were talking about Trump. When Trump was called on his racist comments about Mexicans, he said, I was talking basically about illegals. That's not what he said. He said, when Mexico sends people here, they're sending their worst. He didn't say legal or illegal. He just said Mexicans.
That's right.
And then he tried to backtrack and say, oh, no, no, it's about illegal immigration. But the facts are the facts. And people really have a problem with people of color. That's what we're talking about here. It's coded language for, I don't like black people. I don't like brown people. Mm-hmm. I don't like Muslims.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want those people coming to my community. Because this person that called the station, Valley News Live, and talked to Ike Walker said, he told him, why would you mislead people and use footage from the border to incite the invasion equation into this story when we're talking about legal immigrants that came here legally? They did everything they had to do to come here legally.
And it's a government
It's a government program.
Government program that's condoned, and it's what the United States does with our wealth. It's supposed to be one of those things that we offer to other people in other parts of the world.
And then POV asks in a poll question, should they opt out? Well, look at the questions you're asking. Why don't you ask, should we kill all the black people in town?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're asking these kinds of questions, you can't sit there and pretend that you don't have any responsibility for the outcomes that you incite when you're trying to whip up the troops.
Yeah.
Here's some comments from VNL's own Facebook page. I'm going to read these names because they posted it publicly, so they obviously don't mind to have their names read out loud.
It's already screenshot too.
Jeff Auden said, if you're not adding to society, this is what in response to that poll I mentioned earlier. If you're not adding to society, you are taking away from society.
Oh.
I would opt out. The refugees that are here don't have it together. So why add more until they're self-sufficient? Plus, most of them have very little respect for this country. They don't seem real appreciative for the opportunity to live in the U.S.
That wow. doesn't sound very backed up by, I don't know, evidence.
Oh, any facts, you know, in the
where did he come up with this stuff?
I know. It's like you're not adding to society, and yet you're supposed to be self-sufficient and appreciate the opportunity to live in the U.S. Believe me, I've met a lot of refugees. They appreciate living in the United States. They appreciate living in Fargo, and they might have come from the middle of Africa or Eastern Africa. Totally different temperatures and lifestyles.
They're hardworking, great contributions to the community.
Oh, this community has so many contributions from refugees that and many have become citizens. And most of the refugees are going to be here for the rest of their lives.
And here's a comment from Ibrahim Hashi Ahmed. The incredible amount of comments we received on our Facebook page about the refugee resettlement program and Mr. and Mrs. Thomason's statements got me to thinking. This post quotes. And then he says, yep, Valley News Live, more refugees and criminal, especially black, posts. You must have learned something from Fox News and how they became popular.
Oh, burn.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Here's another one from Chad Hanna. Opt out and send the rest back. The only thing they like about this country is the handouts.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds familiar. Have we heard that before?
All the time.
It's incredible because none of these people obviously know what little assistance and the hardships that refugees that come here to resettle have to go through.
Yeah.
They don't want to know. They just want to hate them and get rid of them and all that. All
right. And how unwelcomed and how alone and isolated they feel. Mm-hmm. And these people have to read these comments about them.
Yeah.
And see these things on the news. How would that make you feel if you were in another country?
Scared, like someone's going to kill me on the streets.
Yeah, totally unwanted, totally not supported, and totally in danger.
Here's a comment by Teresa Demers. Valley News Live, the Fox News and the Red River Valley. Valley News Live, the Fox News of the Red River Valley. I've wondered why it seems that VNL has gone from a credible news source to one that seems to be promoting fear-mongering. And then I took a look at the Twitter account of VNL's news director, Ike Walker. Suddenly, it all makes sense.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to get to that guy's
nice.
Twitter account. You can find him at Ike Walker, Ike WVNL, at Ike WVNL.
If you want to have nightmares.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff about guns and the love of them and anyone who takes them from your cold, dead hand.
Oh, sounds like a charming fellow.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's kind of like that. And then there's stuff about the immigrants. And
I bet they were nice things.
It's similar to what you see on VNL's news, actually. Here's a comment from Frank Walker. Send them all back where they came from.
Oh, yeah.
That's just...
That's original, isn't it? I've never heard anyone
very
say
generic,
that before.
Very generic.
So, you know, go back to where you came from. You know, it's just how.
Do you know where they come from? Do you even know?
No, this is ignorance. They don't know people. They don't know what's happening in the community. They don't know the program. They're not seeing the value of people who have been refugees in our community. I encourage people to go out and become educated and become more aware of their own community.
And would they be saying that if that guy was, I don't know, British or Irish? Like, if they had, I don't know, lighter skin, maybe a very funny accent that they think is charming, would they say that to them? I don't think so.
No.
Well, this is the comment that got the most responses on social media today. It was a comment I reposted from one of my followers who is a local writer that I worked with in the past. And I'm just going to give his initials. JR said, Valley News Live's news director Ike Walker is a far right nut job. And given their coverage over the past year, he's also a blatant racist. He's turning what used to be a respectable news station into a local clone of Fox News. Look at his Twitter feed. And then they give the link. We'll put that up on our...
on our podcast. At the bottom of the podcast, we'll put that
mm-hmm.
up.
Continuing, he says, good grief. I have to assume the anchors there, Mike Morkin, Stephanie Getz, Kyle Bosch, Lisa Bedeau, Andrea Larson, and of course, Chris Berg, and the rest of the reporting and production crew are nut jobs and racist as well, since they continue to work there and report racist nut job garbage night after night.
Wow.
I've seen a lot of comments on VNL's own feed that mirrors these comments.
And they're true.
I mean, I just shared a few of them with you. We got a lot of comments on social media about this post. And if you want to comment about what we're talking about tonight or any other show ideas or topics you may have, you can reach us at 701-566-0917. You can also tweet us at media_PPP, email us at Cindy@kppplpfm.com or Duke@kpppfm.com. Oops, sorry. Cindy@kpppfm.com.
Yes.
Or Duke@kpppfm.com.
A lot of P's in our names.
Lots of P's. And today we're talking about talk shows, television, and the news. Propaganda is powerful.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And there are a lot of people in that list of names. A lot of the people that were responding to my post that came from another person, I was just reposting what they said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a valid question. I mean, everybody that works at Fox News is considered to be on the right, just yep. like mm-hmm. a lot of people who work at CNN are considered to be on the left.
Exactly.
If you work at a news station that, according to fact checkers, actually and studies about information to the public, show that Fox News actually makes people more stupid, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They make you less informed than That's if right. you didn't watch any news at all. Yeah. You'd be better off not watching the news and watching Fox News.
Yeah.
So what can be said about the role of the people that are involved at VNL?
Well, they haven't been studying it. There's been some media studies in Minnesota, and the forum showed up on one of those studies, but that was like 15 years ago. And when you take a station, you put some methods to it, and you start looking at what they produce and what their position is and what their propaganda is and how they leave out truths, you can start piecing together really what they stand for. And that hasn't been done to Valley News Live.
Well, I don't think it's been done to media enough. And that is one of the jobs of our media justice organization, the People's Press Project. I mean, that is what we started our organization to do.
Mm-hmm.
Analyze media, criticize media, and teach people what their communication rights are and how to be critical thinkers and analyzers of their news.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not just supposed to consume the news. We're not being spoon-fed information like we're babies. We have to think about things. People need to make an analysis based on institutions and history and what's been happening in our community. We know a lot of the people in that news station. We've been there many times.
Yes.
I know Chris Berg personally. I know Andrea Larson personally. I've met Lisa Bedeau. I know all of these people. I've talked with Stephanie Getz. Mike Morkin knows you and your family personally. Oh, yes. Your sister worked with Mike Morkin.
That's right. That's right.
She's at KXJB, right?
Yep, and she's a broadcaster. And yeah, they go way back.
So and your family knows Mike Morgan. Your dad knows Mike Morgan.
You know. Yeah. So it's, you know, but
I'm not saying Mike Morgan is a racist. I'm saying people in the community have a valid beef to pick with Valley News Live, and with their station, their news manager, yeah, their news director, when these types of stories that malign people of color are put out there irresponsibly, misguiding people, and the news director's response is, it's not a news show, it's an opinion show. So you can lie?
And then also telling you that you don't matter. You know, your opinion is a minority. You don't matter. I mean, that sort of customer service isn't based on really keeping people connected to you. It's based on something totally else. And like you said, we have to look at the leadership of our news agencies, because they're going to dictate what the news is.
Well, it's something that we have to analyze, look into deep, and really ask yourselves, what do you want from your media? You have a right to demand that your daily news is telling you the truth. Don't just swallow the pill.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be woke, folks. You have to criticize your media, and you have a right to do that. If you think that your media is harming people in the community, is lying to people in the community, and is affecting people of color, is being racist, call them out.
Yeah.
Just like our song that we're going to leave you with tonight, Tom Paxton's Daily News. Thank you for listening to KPPP LPFM, bringing local color to your airwaves.
Civil rights leaders are a pain in the neck. Can't hold a candle to Chiang Kai-shek. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. And the bombers are afraid of a fight. Peace hurts business, and that ain't right. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. We've got to bomb Castro, bomb him flat. He's too damn successful and we can't risk that. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. There's millions of commies in the freedom fight, yelling for Lenin and civil rights. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. Well, it seems like the whole damn world's gone wrong. St. Joe McCarthy is dead and gone. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Don't try to change my mind with facts. To hell with the graduated income tax. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. You know, John Paul Getty is just plain folks. The UN Charter is a cruel hoax. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. J. Edgar Hoover is the man of the hour. All that he needs is just a little more power. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand. Ride along to Never Never Lie.